You raised this issue yesterday. Very important how we talk to our kids, whether they be our own kids or our nieces, nephews, grandkids, after the Cleo Smith situation. Kids are inquisitive. They're going to ask questions. And how do we answer those questions? Do you tell the absolute truth? Do you hide certain things? Do we want to scare them? Do we not want to scare them into conformity? You know, lots of questions are going to come out of this, aren't they?
Yeah. Are you honest or do you hide it? We need to get an expert on.
Dr. Justin Coulson, you would have seen him on the Family Guidance Show, the Parental Guidance Show on Channel 9, which has been an incredible experiment right around Australia. I'll tell you what, he knows all about kids. He's got six daughters. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Dr. Justin Coulson, good morning.
Morning, team.
Gee, wow. Six daughters.
Yeah, I'm tired, and there's always a line at the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah, the queue for the bathroom. Good luck with that.
Oh, my God.
Now, the very serious side of what's happened over the last couple of days. How honest should we be? Let's say we've got kids as young as Cleo, as a four-year-old. How honest can we be, or do we need to hide certain things from them when discussing this topic?
Yeah, there's so many different ways we could take this. So let's just talk about a couple of different things and see how we end up. First up, usually you're going to find that young kids aren't that interested because they're not watching the news and they don't know what's going on. But every now and again, this sort of stuff's going to creep into their consciousness because they've seen us staring intently at the telly and crying because the good news has come out. Mm-hmm. And when they do, they're generally going to be kind of curious and they're also going to be looking for some reassurance. So what I tend to encourage parents to do is to, number one, shield their kids from news because kids need to believe the world is safe. And the reality is it is for most of them most of the time. But then if they've got a question, you might just explain. Sometimes there are some people who are really tricky. And that's the word that I use. It's the word that that all the experts in the field suggest we use. Don't say that there's bad people or anything like that, because you would have seen, if you're watching, not that I'm trying to get a shameless plug in for the TV show, but if you're watching Parental Guidance the other night when we did The Stranger with a Puppy in a Park, ordinary looking people, nice looking people, people who are friendly can come up to you and if you're a kid, and they start asking you questions or offering you things, like, that's weird. Most people don't do that. Mm. And so we want to teach the kids that sometimes adults do strange things and they try to be a bit tricky. And when we talk to them like that, what we can essentially teach them is this really challenging thing that they need to understand, that is that most adults are good people and they're safe, but some of them are tricky. And the safe ones, the good ones, they're great. You can go to them anytime and ask them for help if you need it. But if a tricky person starts talking to you, that's when you need to make sure that you're getting help from mum or dad.
But what are you really educating them on there? Because, you know, like you want them to be nice to your mates that come around, but then there's a mate that comes down the park, a person who comes down the park who's nice as well. It's a tricky situation to get right, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's right. And you know, the other thing is if they are in a tight spot and you're not around, they need to know that adults are safe. Otherwise, they're going to sit there and just crumble. So I think what we really want to do here is just reassure the kids. If anything ever happens that you're not sure about, you come find me.
Yeah.
Right.
That's got to be the number one thing. If you're in the park and someone offers you some Pokemon cards or tells you to come over to the bushes because there's this amazing lizard or snake, or they want to give you your favorite treat, or they just say, oh, that's my name too, when they ask you your name, you know that you might be talking to someone who could be a little bit tricky, and just go and check with mum or dad before you do anything.
Now, you just mentioned there, if someone, you know, makes you uncomfortable, come see me. How important is it to have these conversations with your kids once you start seeing them off to kindy or daycare or primary school, that if anything happens to you, you know, and sometimes these conversations can be really strange and confusing for the kids because it's not even in their sort of brain to even conceive that these sort of things could happen. But how important is it to say to them, you need to tell me about certain things that make you uncomfortable? Or
yeah, so every 6 to 12 months from about the age of 3 or 4, I recommend that parents start to have a sit-down conversation about this. Mm-hmm. I've actually got a blog on my website about keeping kids safe, and I step parents through the conversation. It's very, very simple at happyfamilies.com.au, just keeping kids safe. And if you do that from the age of 3 or 4, once every 6 to 12 months, by the time they're about 7 or 8, they start rolling their eyes and like, we know, but you can role play it with them and you can say, so imagine I'm somebody you don't know and I come up and I say this, what are you going to say? And And the more you practice it, the more confident they are with their ability to navigate the situation if they need it. Now, here's the most important thing that we need to remember. And as much as stranger danger is something that we want to emphasize with our kids, most experts are saying don't use that phrase anymore because mm-hmm. most strangers are safe. And the research shows that probably about 90%+ of cases where there's either an abduction or there's some form of abuse or neglect. It happens with not strangers, but people who are known and trusted by the family and by the child. Yeah. So we've got to teach them, like you said, Laura, it's about keeping them safe, even around people that they know.
Yeah, isn't that a frightening stat too? Justin, thanks so much for joining us. Dr. Justin Colson from Happy Families. He's the founder of Happy Families. And right now you can see him on Parental Guidance on Channel 9 with Ali Langdon.